right, now I know it's tempting to think, I know my CWA in Rich Radar is typically the best for seeing storms, so why are we taking the time to go through this drill? Well, this step matters because if we just habitually use the same radar without making sure it's actually the closest one to our area of heavy precip, it can end up being like a pot of water on the stove that you've forgotten to check in a very long time. It may not cause any problems for a bit, but eventually a disaster will likely happen. For example, there could be a situation where the radar you typically use is not actually the closest one to the area of heavy precip, and is sampling grapple and ice in the melting layer, resulting in very poor precip estimates. You'll end up with bad precip totals when there was another radar that actually saw the precip much better. Alright, now that I've gone all grumpy Donald Duck about this, there's a way to avoid this. To always help pick the best radar, ask yourself the following question. Which radar is closest to the area of heavy rainfall? If it's not immediately obvious, use the sampling tool to see how far away the area of precip is between the two radars, and then choose the one that is closest. If two radars are exactly the same distance from the area of heavy precip, ask yourself, which radar are the storms moving towards? The radar that the storms are moving towards will, over time, start to see them better compared to the other radar. So always remember to make sure you are using the radar that is closest to the area of heavy precip. If you ever need a cheesy one-liner to remember this, just think, the radar that is closest will be the best hostess.